This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal court in Missoula, Montana has sided with a coalition of environmental groups to block a federal decision to remove western gray wolves from protections warranted under the Endangered Species Act. Judge Donald Malloy found that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service violated the Endangered Species Act last year when it decided to remove federal protections from gray wolves. Now the agency must reassess the wolves' status and administer a decision consistent with both the Endangered Species Act and best available science. Earlier this year, conservation groups including the Center for Biological Diversity, Western Watersheds Project, and Animal Wellness Action argued that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service misapplied rules and did not accurately incorporate the best available science under law, citing concerns over the wolves' historic range, population size, genetic diversity, and ongoing human threats. Judge Malloy wrote in his decision, "Wildlife management agencies are likely to find themselves in a catch-22 as they cannot escape from mutually conflicting dependent conditions. If the federal government succeeds in restoring the gray wolf, leading to delisting, then the state agency will predate the wolf, leading to relisting, engendering a fruitless cycle of delisting and relisting," Malloy wrote in his 105-page opinion. "Ultimately, management of Canis lupus must not be by a political yo-yo process. As the law intends, a science-based approach negates this management dilemma." In particular, Malloy noted that U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service failed to consider the species' historic range throughout the West, which once covered nearly two-thirds of the country and expanded across North America from Alaska to Mexico. The agency also failed to evaluate threats to wolves on the West Coast, consider genetic threats from a small isolated population, and arbitrarily relied on state governments to stop killing wolves at certain thresholds. The agency's earlier decision also did not account for the unlawful killing of wolves. Matthew Bishop with the Western Environmental Law Center said, "Wolves have yet to recover across the West, and allowing a few states to undertake aggressive wolf-killing regimes is inconsistent with the law. We hope this decision will encourage the service to undertake a holistic approach to wolf recovery in the West." Following a February 2022 court order, gray wolves in the contiguous 48 states and Mexico were protected under the Endangered Species Act, except for the northern Rocky Mountain population found in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Patrick Kelly, Montana Director for Western Watersheds Project, said, "These native carnivores have been subject to years of brutal, unscientific, anti-wolf hysteria that has swept legislatures and wildlife agencies in states like Montana and Idaho," Kelly said. With Montana set to approve a 500 wolf kill quota at the end of August, this decision could not have come at a better time. Wolves may now have a real shot at meaningful recovery. Bobcat Movie Night returns on Thursday, August 21st. Bobcat fans, athletes, and coaches are welcome to gather on the field at Bobcat Stadium for the annual Bobcat Movie Night. This year's showing is the 2025 hit film live-action How to Train Your Dragon. Admission is free, and concessions will be open. People can bring a blanket and the family and enjoy a family-friendly movie. Lawn chairs are not allowed on the field. Kids can enjoy the Bobcat Fun Zone hosted by the Montana State University Bobcat teams and athletes, featuring carnival games, a dunk tank, and opportunities to meet Bobcat student athletes. Doors open at 6 p.m. at Bobcat Stadium. Concessions will be open, and the MSU bookstore will be selling Bobcat merchandise, including this year's Gold Rush t-shirts for the first home game. That's the annual Bobcat Movie Night at Bobcat Stadium, August 21st. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free and everyone is welcome. Remember, you can bring lawn blankets to put on the field, but no lawn chairs, please. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.